Hello, everybody. This is Keith Pannell with another episode of 100 at 100, a celebration of the 100th anniversary of the University of Texas at El Paso, focusing on the research that's going on in this university. And as you probably have heard many times, we really started out as a college of mines, so metallurgy, geological sciences were the key area of study, and geology has been one of our sort of vanguard departments. And today's guest is Aaron Velasco, professor of geology. Aaron, welcome, and tell us a little about what's really on your plate these days.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation. There's a couple of different projects that I have going on, but the main one right now that I think is really kind of exciting is work that we're doing related to looking at large earthquakes around the world and how they trigger other earthquakes around the world. A lot of controversy about this right now. We were able to do a study in 2008 that showed it happens actually quite frequently. We looked at 15 large earthquakes and found a bunch of small earthquakes that were triggered by these big, we call them main shocks, so these big earthquakes that are around the globe. The challenge right now is that so far we've identified these smaller earthquakes that are being triggered, and they shouldn't be of concern to people. The concern, though, is that do these large earthquakes from halfway around the world trigger other large earthquakes? And that's really controversial right now, and I don't think we know quite yet what to say about that.
So when you have a large earthquake in, say, Alaska, do you have now the capacity to sort of make a predictive paradigm and say we should expect little things over here in Kansas or Nebraska? Or
I wish we did.
Okay.
We just don't. And part of it is that we don't know quite how the mechanism of this triggering occurs. In general, there's these very large waves that get really bounced around the Earth or just travel around the Earth. And those large waves, you send a stress pulse, but it comes and it goes. And we're seeing that these small earthquakes trigger when that stress pulse comes through and then may trigger hours later.
So these pulses, though, they can skip over continental plates?
They don't. You cannot skip over it. But we're thinking that the orientation, the direction at which these waves are coming in and the direction of the local stress is where the local faults are really important. So that orientation seems to be controlling things, not just the size of the waves that come through.
And your group was one of the first groups, if not the first group, to sort of put this into print, as we call it.
We were the first to show that it happens everywhere.
Okay.
And I was very, very happy about that. In 1993 was the first true observation, and it just slowly kind of didn't. My background is dealing with large amounts of data, and we're the first group to look at large amounts of data, and we continue to do that today.
And you have a research group that goes in field studies and looking for data, or is this something you do here in our own seismic laboratory?
There's something that we do here. We can access data remotely, but we do have field experiments right now in Chihuahua and in Kenya. For various reasons, Chihuahua has had a series of earthquakes down there, and also we're helping a geothermal company in Kenya right now define where to drill.
You don't want to drill where there's likely to be an earthquake.
Actually, you do.
Ah, the geothermal energy.
There are faults that serve as conduits, basically, for fluids, and that's where you want to drill.
That's fascinating, and we're doing all that here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Aaron Velasco, professor of geology, thanks for being on 100 at 100, research for our next century. And this is Keith Pannell saying thank you very much for listening.